from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, Keith McPherson on The Fan, 1 hour to go. If you follow me on Elon Musk's X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, I just went back and off the top of my head gave you three other examples that I saw. Love Tiki. Tiki probably is the best football analyzer we have on The Fan as far as X's and O's, and obviously he calls the games. He was calling the Texans-Colts game. He's a legend. He played the game. But, man, when I was listening to Evan and Tiki, and he almost, like, discredited Andrew Van Ginkle, and I'm like, hell nah, bro. The way he said it, like, that was lucky. I'm like, no. I think a caller said something like they all knew that screen was going to Wandale Robinson. It was so obvious. Just off the formation, you can tell that type of stuff. But Andrew Van Ginkle, he smells that type of stuff. Like, he is... I literally just put together a thread of three other examples that I knew about that I just had to search into Twitter, and I knew I'd find the clip. So there was one that somebody put out from the Vikings practice. I used that one first. And then the Dolphins one I was telling you about last year. I learned about this guy's journey through in-season hard knocks last year. I tagged that one because he did it against the Commanders, a pick six similar type of play. And then he has another one from when he was at Wisconsin when they played against Ohio State and both teams are ranked. I remembered that. Like, this is what he does. So I just thought that was that's something in my notes that I had. That I was like, when I get on, I got to speak on that. Not that anybody's going to hear me at 1:05, you know, 1 o'clock in the a.m. versus Tiki talking about it at 2:40 or whenever it was. But I'm like, nah, Tiki, that wasn't a lucky play. That was a guy smelling it and making a play that has become like his signature play. You don't ever really see Van Ginkle do anything else. Maybe some special teams plays, but like when you see him and hear his name, it is a pick six. That guy has multiple touchdowns in his career, and he's not an offensive player. 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the Daniel Jones conversation. I'll keep adding stuff. The way that I even got to the Andrew Van Ginkle conversation was trying to just give some love and some respect and some credit to the Vikings. It's the NFL. They could not wait to ruin your day. They could not wait to come here, and there were so many people writing them off. As, oh, I know I said they ended their season on a losing streak, but it's a new season. Last season has nothing to do with this season, you know. They were able to come into MetLife and be effective. Sam Darnold started off 12 for 12. Sam Darnold was dealing. He had revenge on his mind. He was balling.
You mentioned Aaron Jones earlier. He, I think, finished the year, the last 8 weeks of the year, was one of the number one or two, top five.
He ended the Dallas Cowboys season.
Exactly. He was one of the best running backs in the league last year. So the fact that the Packers just let him walk to a division rival, I mean, that's a little bit surprising.
The Vikings have a bunch of guys with something to prove and a chip on their shoulder. They marched into MetLife Stadium and handled business. The end. Rocco is in Saratoga. Rocco, you're on the Fan. Rock. What's up, Rock? Womp, womp. Okay, we're going to go to Joe since Rock isn't ready. But, Joe, Rock, I didn't hang up on you. I'm going to Joe. I just want to hear what Joe has to say, Rock. You're still there. Joe is in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Joe, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. What's going on? Thanks for taking the call.
No problem. You got it.
Yeah, so before I get to my Jets punch, I want to give a quick shout out to the Mets for big win. Tyler McGill, emergency start, six innings.
Finding
great
a way.
Pitching.
Yes, sir.
Great pitching. And they're only one game behind Diamondbacks for that second wild card spot. So I'm just going to get that out of there.
In there, for sure.
Yeah. Now, about the Jets, the Niners had pretty much double the amount of offensive plays, more than double the amount of time of possession.
Yes.
And there's really only one Jet player who's really laughing his way to the bank right now, and that's Hassan Reddick. I mean, at this point, the Jets, I feel like, have to sign him at this point. Do you not agree?
No, I mean, there's certainly more leverage. I was saying earlier in my open, he's watching that saying, what needs
exactly
to happen next?
He's laughing on his couch right now.
Yeah, what needs to happen next? You actually think about paying me? And I said, maybe they do need to pay him because they got manhandled up front. Quentin Williams was playing DN, and they said it was because they're, you know, trying to avoid double teams. No, they're just trying to put a better player out there to rush.
Yeah, and it looks like it doesn't mean, because up until now, the past couple of years, the Jets' D-line has been known for rotating in and out tons of players, but you look who they lost in the offseason, they lost Bryce Huff, and it's clearly showing right now, because they looked, especially towards the end, when they needed those stops at the end, they just looked tired. They're just running right all over them.
Week
Jets
one,
just looked tired.
It's not practice anymore, not joint practices, not preseason where guys play a little bit and get off their feet. No, you're in it. You're in it now.
Exactly. You're in it, and that sound like is clearly needed at this point. In order for just to be contenders, I mean, just going back to the Thursday night game, you look at those Chiefs and the Ravens. I don't think the Jets are in that caliber right now. And I believe Hassan Reddick is definitely a huge key piece to be able
but
to.
But, Joe, that's why I was saying, I don't care what these people say on these morning shows about the Jets being a Super Bowl favorite and picking the Jets. They got a long way to go to build towards that. And, like, now the leverage, I think, has swung a little bit in Hassan Reddick's favor. Like, oh, no, they do need you. That's why they traded for you. And, like, they might have to, you know, consider giving him that contract, because it's going to be a long year for them up front if the league knows that they can run on him. Like, I just was laughing about the thought that, like, we thought that the Jets were going to have an easy schedule to begin with. And then when you look at the teams, like, okay, here comes Tony Pollard and the Titans running the ball. Here comes Ramondre Stevenson and the Patriots running the ball. Like, the Vikings and Aaron Jones are on the schedule. You just saw them running the ball. Like, there's now the book is out that you can run right at and around the Jets. So
exactly. And you're talking about trying to build it up. Who knows if this is going to be Aaron Rodgers last year. He's already 40. nimble on his feet. I wouldn't call him like that. He was clearly not, when he was on the run, he didn't look that 100% healthy, even though he is 40 years old. I get that. But this is a make it or break it year for it's a win it or go home. And Hassan Reich is clearly has to be part of the plan if they want to win it this year.
Yeah, so I think Woody Johnson has a say in that. Thanks for the call, Joe. 888-808-1019. If I'm Woody Johnson and I'm watching my defense get manhandled where, like I said, we slap elite on that Jets defense too often where we say, don't worry about them, they're elite. Oh, well, it's not the defense we got to worry about. Sure it is. You know who knew that? Kyle Shanahan. In the preseason, Christian McCaffrey said, yeah, I'm all right. Like, if we had a game, I would play. They had a game, and he didn't play. And their backup running back rushed for almost .150. Like, that's not okay against a defense that gets regarded as elite. And a defense that is always talked about as, like, just a solid thing that you don't have to worry about with the Jets. Oh, you got to worry about the coach. You got to worry about the offensive coordinator. You got to worry about keeping Aaron Rodgers healthy. You got to worry about the new offensive line. You got to worry about Alan Lazard. Now, Alan Lazard had a night because he didn't come here to play with Timmy Boylan, Trevor Siemian, and Zach Wilson. He came here to play with Aaron Rodgers. The Jets now have to go watch that film, and they're going to have a hard look in the mirror and say, like, yo, you guys up front, like, that's where the game was won and lost. You guys got bullied. Constantine and Wayne on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, buddy? You hit the nail on the head. The blueprint is out on how to, you know, move the ball on our defense. You run the ball, you get the third and manageable, and, you know.
Eat the clock, you keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. As much as Aaron Rodgers is a football savant, new Netflix show coming out where he talks about all this, he can't do anything on the bench.
Dude, on the flip side, though, you saw our offensive line. We got no push. We couldn't run the ball at all. We were third and long every single time.
Because
if we're not going to be able to run the ball, we're in serious trouble.
Not for nothing. Those guys that you added on the offensive line, on paper, in theory, they're better than what you had, but they're also older, and they're not like these guys. Like I said, the 49ers only put dogs on that defense. Fred Warner is a man amongst men, a man amongst boys, man amongst men, whatever you want to call it. Fred Warner is just the best linebacker in the league. But then when you have Nick Bosa, when you have Malik Collins, who they traded for, when you have Javon Hargrave, when you had Leonard Floyd, like, they just have guys up front who are a handful. They're athletic, they're nasty, and they come to play. Like, they're a lot to deal with.
That's it. And all these Jet fans who aren't worried, I don't know what the hell they were watching. They're a bunch of dons as far as I'm concerned.
Because it looked better than it's looked in the past. But, like, that's not the thing. Like, it's not supposed to be, like, improvement from the Zach Wilson era. It's like, no. It's supposed to be a Super Bowl caliber team.
That's it.
And you just played the team that lost the Super Bowl and that has gotten to two Super Bowls in the last 5 years. And they just showed you can't fight in that weight class yet. You're really not even close. Like, the game could have been worse. What I will give them credit for is holding them to field goals. But I put that more on, like, Brock Purdy and those guys. Like it's week one. It's week one. Thanks for the call, bro. 888-808-1019. Like he mentioned, 38 minutes and 40 seconds was the time of possession for the 49ers. Almost 40 minutes out of a 60-minute game. And the amount of plays, they ran 70 total plays. The Jets ran 49. They put up 401 yards. And it was pretty even. 220 passing, 180 rushing. Debo even, you know, chipped in with 23 yards running the ball. And Debo slimmed down. He's wearing the number one. He lost some weight now, thinking he's going to be more of a receiver. Nope, C-Mac's not going. You got to go. Christian McCaffrey's not going to go. All right, fine. Line me up. I'll run the rock. Speaking of the rock, Rocco in Saratoga's ready now.
Yes, Keith. Gremlin's got a hold of my phone.
Understood. Understood.
Yeah, that nonsense. Just like the Jets, man. What nonsense. Hey, But I did hear that Jerry Jones may be interested in signing Jalen Brunson and Hart to add to the DiVincenzo, you know? Making a threesome there. Yeah. Tight end and a wide receiver. He's going to sign the vote.
Whatever, yeah.
Hey, Tony, the gremlins are out, dude. That guy, I don't know what he
I don't know how
smoking.
We got to DiVincenzo's name. But,
whatever he was smoking, I don't want any of that.
I just don't know how DiVincenzo popped in. I couldn't even think of a football player with a similar name.
And Cooper Kupp, I mean, he had everyone going.
No,
to
you
Dallas.
Can't get Cooper Kupp. The Rams drafted him, they paid him. There was I don't remember a chance where the Cowboys could have got Cooper Kupp. Maybe
well,
he meant Amari
Cowboys.
Cooper. Maybe he meant Amari Cooper.
Hey, don't forget, you're talking about Jerry Jones. Anything is possible,
yeah, you're
Jerry
right.
Jones. Yeah,
so
yeah, you
Jerry Jones
that.
Still bringing Stephen A. around just to make fun of him.
Yeah, he's definitely the old man. I think he should hang him up, man, and let his son take over. It's time.
I hope this is the last year. I hope this is the year Jerry says, yeah, you know, I'm going to fall into the
background. After they win one playoff game.
Right. If they do that. If they're not one and done. We'll check and see where the chips fall.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I'm not a Dallas fan. I just can't.
No, I am, but I lived all of it, so I roast them like anybody else. I know. It ain't all fun. Everybody thinks it's fun. Yeah, like, it's fun in September, October, November. When December comes, it's gut check time. January, you're out. Up.
That's it. That's the way they roll in Dallas. They like to tease you guys. Thus, we don't have to, Jets and Giants fans don't have to be teased. It's all over after the third week of the season,
It's over as soon as the ball is kicked in the air. The best part of being a Jets and Giants fan is the pregame before game one.
And they're coming through this year, both teams, 0-1, right? The way you scripted it. Just the way you scripted. I mean, the Jets did not show up. I mean, the Giants, forget about it. That was ridiculous. They were playing preseason football in the regular season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got their doors blown off by a Vikings team that had something to prove. The end.
That was preseason ball they were playing. That's what happens when you don't play these guys during the preseason. There's three games. Back in the day, there were five preseason games, and everyone played.
Yeah. If you're not an established group, you should absolutely play in the preseason. And that's why I respect coaches like, whether it's Tomlin or some of these other guys do it, they're like, no, we're playing. Our guys have to play.
That's right.
They play Caleb Williams in the preseason. They're like, you know, play him. You got to play. It's football. You can't simulate it in practice. Joint practices, it's got to be game speed, or you're walking out there week one and you're getting upset. You're getting beat. You're getting embarrassed in front of your fans. Thanks for the call, Rock. That was embarrassing. I was looking at all these different videos coming out from Giant Stadium and the tailgate. Like, Giants fans, we're back, baby. Let's go. First one in, setting up the tailgate, all pumped up for the season to come back. Football returns. Let's go, Giants. Daniel Jones, 3 TDs. Malik Nabers, a TD. Wandale Robinson, a TD. What? You guys aren't getting in the end zone. This dude is allergic to the end zone. Like, they're running with this now. They're making memes. I posted a meme on my Instagram. Passing TDs. Since Daniel Jones signed his $160 million contract, 2. Pick sixes since signing that contract, 3. He's allergic to throwing touchdowns. He can only throw touchdowns to the other team. He threw one to Van Ginkle. And he threw another one in the end zone. That's the guy that they chose. Like, man, that's the guy that they chose to reward. I feel like there were some other ways they could have played it. I know it was tough coming off the playoff win, but damn, did one playoff win in the first year of this regime end up setting you back a couple years? That's crazy. Dave is in Commack, New York. Dave, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm all right.
It's time to get rid of Daniel Jones.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, I should rephrase it. It's time to trade Daniel Jones big time.
For what? And Dante DiVincenzo? You can't trade
him.
Well,
I'll tell you what you do. You don't even have to trade him. You let him sit on the bench, and this is what you do. And I proposed this to one of the other hosts on your radio station. I says, what you do is you take a linebacker that's on the Giants roster currently, and you make him quarterback. Make sure he's got a cannon for an arm. And then you draft another linebacker, and there's your problem solved. Because you're not going to sack a linebacker.
Listen, this is what's going to happen. The Giants are not going to bench Daniel Jones. They're going to give him every opportunity to go out there and prove us wrong. Again,
they're going to lose. They're going to finish in last place. This guy doesn't know how to play football. He's like a high school football player.
I think it's inevitable. I think they understand that they're not going to win too many games with Daniel Jones, but they paid him. And this whole year was supposed to be, okay, we got the offensive line, we got the weapons.
I would put DeVito in as if you don't want to go and do what I just said, which is to put it to linebacker.
But think about how foolish these guys are. They not only did they pay Daniel Jones, they paid Drew Lock $5 million this year.
They should have taken in Darnold instead of Barkley when they did and developed him the right way. The Jets didn't develop him the right way. And now you see the result when he's on Philadelphia. And he's 100 times better than he was with the Jets. I think it would have been much better if it was with the Giants, because the Giants know how to develop a quarterback.
Thanks for the call. I was going to say, he's not on Philly. What are we talking about?
Yeah,
I know it's late.
I mean, he's all over the place. He also said you want to play a linebacker at quarterback.
Yeah, that was the second. We weren't going to get to strike three. I kind of just let the linebacker thing go. I thought that might have been a joke. But then when you said Sam Darnold, Sam Darnold's played for four different teams. He hasn't played for the Philadelphia Eagles.
He's playing for Minnesota now. He beat the Giants on Sunday.
Yeah, he was with the Niners, who just beat the Jets today.
Exactly.
Like, come on. I mean, you know what's funny? I always see people talk about, and like, I don't complain to be, I don't pretend to be a know-it-all. I try to give you guys your time to speak. I come on air and I let you know I don't know everything. I can't know everything. I don't have a big enough brain, and I'm not like an Evan Roberts type that can recite things. I use a computer. I know a decent amount. I know enough. But I always see people write online like, oh, I hate when hosts don't know more than me. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, you just got to know enough. And you got to be able to correct people when they say things incorrectly. You got to whatever. But like, I'm not going to yell you off the phone. I'm not going to bang the phone on you. But we're not going to have shows where we're just saying anything. There's too many people listening. There's too many people actually having like real conversations and thoughts around these things. We can't just throw stuff out there. We can't just be on, you know, loopy late night. Look, we got to have some baseline of like, no, this isn't true, like fact and fiction. Let's get back to it. Sam Darnold never played for the Eagles. The Dallas Cowboys were never interested in Dante DiVincenzo. You would never draft a linebacker. I'm not sure that, like, I think that was a joke. The Giants will run Daniel Jones out there for another couple weeks, and it's not all on him. It's on Brian Daboll, who in the press conference, I made sure to watch that. It starts with me. Yeah, we know it starts with you. You're the head coach. So what went wrong, Brian? Don't tell us it starts with you. Like, we know that. I know that. They're going to run Daniel Jones out there because they paid him. But, like, it is insane to think that, like, Saquon Barkley right now, he's got a leg up on Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey didn't play. Saquon Barkley might put up the numbers that McCaffrey put up last year. And Saquon wanted to be here. But 2 years ago, this regime in their first year, which was ahead of schedule, they won a playoff game against a Vikings team, which the Vikings team was fraudulent. But that put them in a position where they had to keep the quarterback, the same quarterback that they didn't want to pick the rookie option of because they didn't believe him. The same quarterback that they brought in Tyrod Taylor as his backup and made practice easier for Tyrod and harder for him because they didn't believe in him. So if you didn't believe in the guy, why did you end up in a situation where you paid the guy $160 million? You still don't believe in the guy so much that you went and gave Drew Lock $5 million. What are we doing here? If this is an offensive-minded head coach who has worked with Philadelphia quarterback Jalen Hurts, who has worked with, you know, multiple quarterbacks in this league through the years and supposed to be an offensive guru, he should have identified it wasn't Daniel Jones. and we can't pay Daniel Jones. And I don't want to have any parts of Daniel Jones. And he also should identify last year when the Tommy Cutlets cult classic came up that this isn't good. Tommy DeVito going out there and winning games is not good. We need to lose this year. There's a crop of quarterbacks coming in next year, and we need to have one. We need to marry a quarterback with the head coach and GM of this regime to go forward, because who knows how this year is going to go. They may end up not getting the opportunity to draft a quarterback, and the way that this NFL works, it's rare that you get it. Like, if you don't win as a head coach, and I know he won Coach of the Year and he won a playoff game, but it's a rare chance that it's going to come back around for Brian Daboll that he'll get an opportunity to be a head coach again. So if this season goes in the tank, which, I mean, can't really start off worse than you started off this year and the year before, they're going to have to show you the door. They have to show you the door. It's not going to be acceptable. But maybe, who knows? I just don't think, in this NFL and with this market and this fan base, they're ready to get back to winning. They're ready to get back to competing. And you kind of sold them on it. They went along with the whole Saquon thing and, you know, building the team in the right way, building the ass first, like Tiki said. Let's get Brian Burns for this defense. Let's get John Runyon and Illuminor and Greg Van Roten and plug them into this offensive line. Andrew Thomas is back. Well, like, you know, and you got Devin Singletary as your running back. Like, yeah, that'll be just fine. It's not Saquon. It's not Saquon. It's going to be a long season if they don't figure it out. It does start with Brian Daboll. Call better plays. Call better plays. Put them in better position to win. Because Brian Flores took you to school. You did not get in the end zone. You got a turnover. You had opportunity right there, like 25-yard line. You couldn't call up the plays to get in the end zone. Daniel Jones is allergic to the end zone, and you have no way to figure that out. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Huntington, New York. Yeah, Huntington, New York. Nick, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, man? Nice to speak to you again.
Thanks for calling in. I'm good.
Cowboys, we're Cowboy fans, but about the Giants, first thing, Giants and Jets. Giants, you don't draft quarterbacks from Duke. How about that? And you know what? And the Saquon thing, you hit the nail right on the head. You know, you can't let him go. They signed the wrong
He's
guy.
He's yours. He's your – you drafted him number two overall. And I remember I was at the Ainsworth. When they drafted Daniel Jones number six, I'm in the middle of New York surrounded by Giants fans. They should have taken Josh Allen, not the Bills Josh Allen, Jaguars Josh Allen out of Kentucky.
I know, it's the end. Uh-huh.
The looks on people's faces – shout out to my boy D-Mac, Danny McCreese, Giants fan who I was with that night. They were sick.
He's their best player since Eli. Oh, just that. I mean, really, if you go
I'm talking about Daniel Jones. When they drafted Daniel Jones, it was wrong. With Saquon.
Quarterbacks from Duke, my guy. You got basketball players.
There's just no way.
Wait. And then the Jets. Let's go to the Jets. Look, San Francisco is beating everybody up tonight. They're angry, ferocious team. They lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You put any team in there tonight, it was the devil's lid.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what I'm the Jets.
Those big boys were getting they were taking their hands off the ground to go
Cowboy
pull.
We're Cowboy fans, bro.
Yeah.
I
know the Niners smacked the Cowboys. That's what I was talking about. Fred Warner destroying Tony Pollard. I've seen it before.
I'm just saying, like, the Jets fans, that's the NFC.
What the Niners do in their building. You're not coming in there and beating them. No.
And not many teams would go in there tonight and beat, you know, they would have beat the most teams up tonight. I'm just, you know, they lost the Super Bowl. McCaffrey, forget about it. But, all right, here we go to the Cowboys, all right? Jerry needs a little love now. You know, he signs Dakota on opening day. I just think it's a class act.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, if you got a better gig or whatever, you're getting promoted, whatever, and you get a raise, everything in the same day, your first day of your show. I mean, come on, Jerry, give Jerry a little class. You know,
He made my day. I put my jersey on. I said I wasn't putting the stuff on. I'm like, let's go. They actually did the right things. Like, it would have been reckless to let Dak go into that game.
Imagine CD or Dak doing what Barkley did. We'd be killing Jerry right now.
Yeah.
And Micah, I want to give Micah props. And just one thing about Micah, he gets a lot of heat for what he says. But you know what he said, which I love, he's talking about him getting paid. They were asking him, like, you know, you're going to get
knows.
Paid.
And
he's like,
yep.
He goes, I got to prove it on the field. He said, I got to show up. You know, you got to, you know, and that's the whole thing with the Cowboys. They got to do it on the field now. They can't. Dak can't go into the playoffs with the deer in the headlights. You know, I don't know what I'm doing. That can't happen.
I think he's past it, but we won't know until we'll see it. I'll say this. It doesn't get any worse than losing to Jordan Love and the Packers in the first round, where that game was over in the first quarter. That was the worst one. That was worse than the Niners.
How'd the defense look? Overshown. Micah lining up all over. A lot of speed on that defense.
Donovan Wilson. The Cowboys defense. Listen. The Cowboys defense had me more hyped than the offense. I mean, Dak threw for 179. It wasn't like the running backs had a field day. It was the defense getting after Deshaun Watson. It was the defense. Fast. Like the stops. I'm like, yes, Mike Zimmerman, Eric Kendricks, DeMarvion Overshawn.
Oh my
Donovan
God.
Wilson,
the rookie from
Diggs.
Vanderbilt, the kid corner from Vanderbilt.
Yeah, right? Kalen Carson.
Oh, and just one thing, and one more thing, just as us as Cowboy fans again, Jerry. Now, when look, I like that guy. You can rip on me as a Cowboy fan. I want, like, I compared it to you before. You're a Yankee fan. You grew up with Gina. You can say whatever you want. I watched him win three out of 4 years. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But the thing that those teams did, he went out and got Tony Casillas. He got Kevin Gogan. He got Thomas Everett. He got Jay Novacek. You know, he went and got Haley. There's a lot of guys that, even though the trade and Jimmy put that whole architect together, Jerry still – go get Roquan Smith right now. Go get another guy to put to be able to out-physical us with the 49ers, to be able to handle, you know, a better pass rush. Whatever we need to do, Jerry needs to
Man,
do that.
How about the kids on the offensive line? You're right. Jerry does deserve
some
love now.
Guyton.
Guyton, all they did was talk about how was Guyton going to handle Myles Garrett. Didn't matter. And then Beebe.
And how about Beebe?
The kid, he never played center. They draft him as one of the best guards available in the draft, convert him to a center, and he had zero pressures. He played excellent.
That's Jerry. You know what? They get, you know, they draft really good, and they don't, you know.
Yeah, they do draft very well.
72%. No, but the Cowboys and the whole NFL, most of their rosters is homegrown guys. They're number one. But Jerry still has to go out and open up the cash, open up that oil money again, and he's got to go sign another guy. He's got to make a trade. Yeah. They need another guy.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And that's what they did when they won. Look, I'm older than you. When they won in those years, they went out. Thomas Everett. Watch Thomas Everett in two Super Bowls. He was a monster for the Steelers. He was an all-pro safety. He was big for us in just two games. He was the Cowboys for 3 years. He was awesome, though. Big-time players. Listen, man, I love your show, man. Giant fans, don't draft quarterbacks from Duke, man. It don't work out.
Never again. Thanks for the call, Nick. No, never again. I don't know. Can I name another Duke quarterback right now? No. No, I can't. It's like Duke is the school. They're a basketball school. Duke is the school that, like, they're coming up in the highlights. Like, watch, like, Devin Hester highlight clips, and he's returning punts and kicks against Duke. I can't even name you another Duke offensive player. Like, you're not drafting, I don't know, man, Gettleman. But, like, you know what? Interesting enough, before we go to break here, 888-808-1019, Gettleman deserves some love, as we're giving Jerry Jones some love for, he's an attention WHORE. I don't know if we could say that on the radio. And all he does is, like, play the media. So, of course, he drags out his, Emmitt Smith had a contract holdout. Ezekiel Elliott had a contract holdout. CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, whatever, but he gets it done. David Gettleman, he has some of the pieces of this Giants team right now, and we can't say this. This has been one of the worst eras of the Giants, just this last 10 years. But at least they did win the playoffs. Win in the playoffs in 2022. What I'm saying is, like, you know, this new regime decided to pay Andrew Thomas, who Gettleman drafted, Dexter Lawrence, who Gettleman drafted, Daniel Jones, who Gettleman drafted. But what about guys in Week One that made some plays, like Julian Love with the Seahawks? You could use that guy in your secondary. Xavier McKinney with an interception for the Packers. Didn't bring that guy back. And then, of course, Saquon Barkley. Bro, Saquon Barkley to the Eagles should never happen. Should never happen. And as a Cowboys fan, I don't know why y'all let that go down. Jalen Hurts is trash. He had two interceptions and lost a fumble. But you know who's going to bail him out? Saquon Barkley, 888-808-1019. I've got 20 minutes left, so we have to take a break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. For real, this is a good track. I haven't heard this in a minute, man. It's kind of crazy. This album came out 10 years ago. Don't save up. She don't want to be saved. Some of y'all need to learn that one right there. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Only a couple minutes left. We've talked about Daniel Jones, the Giants. I mean, the defense was getting carved up, too. It's not all on Daniel Jones. It's also on Dable, the play caller. Starts with me. Yeah, we'll see. If there's one team Daniel Jones usually plays good against, it's the Commanders. Better be right. The Commanders got their quarterback of the future, though. If you saw Jaden Daniels looking like Lamar Jackson out there. Not yet, but you know what I'm saying. Similar play style. Skinny quarterbacks that can run. They both have arms. Like, I don't know. You got to go to D.C. for their home opener. Better be ready to go. 888-808-1019. Steven is down in Point Pleasant on the Fan. What's up, Steven?
Keith, man, it's been a while. How you been?
I'm good. I mean, we're in this spot now where I can't even talk about all the options that the Yankees have, like Oswaldo Cabrera playing shortstop, second base, you know, different guys like Dominguez coming in there.
Verdugo going to the bench?
No, Verdugo doesn't have to particularly go to the bench, and the Yankees showed you, right? But he will. He will, because Dominguez got to play every day now that he's here. So, yeah, sit Verdugo down after he homers.
He's a better player.
Cool him off.
Yep.
That's exactly what the Yankees are going to do.
And kind of about the Yankees, honestly, do you remember the 2000 World Series Yankees-Mets? Like, how old were you?
I was a fifth grader, sixth grader maybe.
So you remember it, but like not really, like not like that?
No, and I mean, I've gone back to watch it. Like, I know Jeter hit that, you know, that first homer, and but like I was too much of a kid. And like, even, I don't remember it like that. I know what happened. Yeah. I know the Yankees won. Were the Yankees winning six? I don't know how many games.
I don't know. I was four, and I remember it happening, but, you know, obviously not even close to recollecting or remembering any of it. But my whole life, I kind of wanted like a Giants-Jets Super Bowl. And I'm starting to think that this year isn't the year. And yet, man, am I looking forward to this Super Bowl halftime show.
No.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
The Kendrick Lamar, I hate to even talk on it. The Yankees beat Mets in five games. It was 4-1 in 2000. But Kendrick Lamar, like, I got a ton of respect for Kendrick. I'm a hip-hop head. I just was rapping J. Cole. Like, I have watched Kendrick's entire career. And this summer was definitely the summer of Kendrick Lamar. But if we're going to put him on that stage in New Orleans over Lil Wayne, over Cash Money,
Juvenile. Wayne is not healthy enough to perform a halftime show.
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, come on. Google his medical history. Like, he's not a healthy man.
Nah, Wayne is fine.
To do a Super Bowl halftime show, that's a huge. Look, I want Wayne to show up.
He doesn't have to play it down. He's gonna stand there and rap. He's gonna light a blunt and rap. I just saw him perform at the Devil's Arena with Drake. He's perfectly fine.
halftime show to headline that?
It's 15 minutes. He's gonna have a double cup of lean. He's gonna light his blunt and he's gonna rap. I just saw him opening day. I went from Yankee Stadium to Prudential Center. I swear, I just saw him perform. He's perfectly fine. He doesn't look fine.
I remember you going there, because I also remember we talked on Twitter like earlier in the summer, like right after like that. Like, you were Team Drake.
I still am. Drake is
come on, man,
bro. Drake lost the battle. But, like, not for nothing, bro. You make a whole song calling somebody a pedo. You make a whole song, like, alleging that somebody, like, is into minors without really, like, concrete proof. Like, then what is the song? Like, it's a fake song. It's like,
it's a banger.
Nah, now it's corny, though. Like, it now it's played out. And, like, now I hear it, bam, 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 bam. They not like us. It had its, like, month-long window. And now it's super corny when you hear it on the radio. Like, little kids sing it. Like, there are multiple viral videos of kids like trying to strike a chord and it's a minor. Like that's minor, what we're about to that's what we're about to have in February of 2025 for the halftime show. Do better. Now, like, it's deeper than that. Like, I was working at Roc Nation back when Roc Nation linked up with the NFL for this like Inspire Change movement. Jay-Z and Roc Nation have their hand in choosing these performances. That's how, when the Super Bowl was in LA, when the Rams won it, you got to see Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem. Like, you got to see
Kendrick,
you know, Kendrick in New Orleans to me over Lil Wayne doesn't make sense. Juvenile, who's had a resurgence.
Wayne is his favorite rapper. I really think he'll bring Wayne out. Like,
I don't think Wayne will oblige, because Wayne put Drake on. Like, that is, Drake and Wayne I just think they're too locked in.
And Drake allegedly was hitting on Wayne's girl. While Wayne was in jail,
he did.
And he got his face tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, that's facts. Before Kendrick,
that's weird.
Before Kendrick rapped about it, we all knew about that. No, it's not weird. Don't save she don't want to be saved. Thanks for the call, Steven. I just was saying that. Some of y'all need to learn that. It's not weird that Drake. Come on. Come on. Wayne told you, hoes gonna be hoes, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Like, Wayne was in jail. Drake was popping. What do you think? It's Drake. Why do you think the whole beef started with all these guys coming at Drake? Because Drake was getting everybody's girl. That's what happened with Metro Boomin. Metro Boomin comes out with a whole We Don't Trust You album. That's what happened. There was some pillow talking going on with Future. So Drake was like, me and Future never had an issue. But there was some, you know. This is supposed to be a sports talk show, not a hip-hop thing. I need to do my own hip-hop podcast where you break down and stuff. I'm still team Drake. Drake lost the battle. But Drake is not going to lose a war to Kendrick Lamar. What songs are... Kendrick Lamar should not do They Not Like Us at the Super Bowl. It's going to be super corny and played out by the time we get to February. But that's his biggest record of all time now. He has to. He's not going to do Backseat Freestyle. 888-808-1019. I don't even know where to go from there. The 2000 World Series. I was 11 years old. What else were we talking about? Daniel Jones. Don't draft a quarterback from Duke. Don't draft anybody from Duke. I was just telling Rami, there's a reason why all these players from Alabama, Georgia, LSU get drafted. Because it's a guarantee they're going to translate into good NFL players. They had to practice against other NFL players for 2-3 years in college and then play against other NFL players in the SEC, the best conference. Like, I'm not drafting a kid out of Duke to lead me. I'm not drafting any kids out of Duke. A lot of those kids from Duke go undrafted. Barely make the club. It's a mistake. It is a mistake. Mario in Long Beach on the Fan again.
What's going on, Keith? Good show as always.
Thanks, man. Thanks for joining.
So listen to this. You said they could have kept Saquon. Listen to this deal I would have done, right? They paid Brian Burns $28 million. That's the second highest paid defensive lineman. The guy only had 8 sacks last year, right? 6 years in the NFL. He had 10 sacks once and everything.
Yeah.
And everything
he better have a big year this year. He made a couple plays, though, on Sunday. But
I don't see the production to work that he's worth $28 million. They could have got Bryce Huff from the Jets for $17. Mm. That's what he signed for. That would have saved them $11. Then they wouldn't have signed Bradbury. That would have saved them another $5.
In theory, yeah, but maybe the guy – like, so again – like, maybe Bryce was a free agent. He went where he wanted to go. Brian Burns was not a free agent. That was a trade. And we all saw on Hard Knocks how that came about and should have known. It was a relationship that Joe Shane had with the GM of the Panthers from his time working there. I hope Brian Burns is what he is, because I will stand up for Brian Burns. As someone who watched him in college, I thought he was a dog. But you know what? I also said he needed a better situation than the Carolina Panthers. Are the Giants a better situation than the Carolina Panthers? The Carolina Panthers are terrible, but how much better is the situation for him here in New York? Not that much better.
Exactly. Can I finish my idea real quick?
Yeah.
So it'd be that would save him hypothetical. So that would save him $11 million, and they still haven't. You know, Huff had 10 sacks last year. Brian Burns had 8.
Yeah, but we can't play the numbers game because there's different schemes and different reasons why those happen. Who's the better player? I think Brian Burns is the better player. There's a whole season ahead of us, but I understand. You're saying that the Giants made this trade and threw a bag of money at this guy, that if this guy doesn't absolutely dominate, it's gonna look like another mistake, like Daniel Jones. So like, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's 11 there. Then you wouldn't have to sign what's his name, the running back they signed for $5 million. What's his name?
Devin Singletary.
So that's 5. So that's 11 and 5 is 16. Now, why in the world are you paying Luck? What's his name?
Drew Lock,
backup quarterback. Lock's $5 million.
Because that's what you got to pay these quarterbacks. They didn't want to pay Tyrod. The Jets did.
Right, but they could have let just DeVito be the backup.
They still don't believe in Tommy DeVito. They're gonna default into him this year.
Exactly. So they would have saved. So that would have been another $5 million. They could have kept Saquon, and they would have had extra million. And now you have Saquon
again,
and neighbors.
Egos come into play here. This regime did not draft Saquon. What we knew 2 years ago, they didn't want Saquon when they franchise tagged him. And right, people were thinking Saquon was going to hold out. Then I remember watching the podcast. Man, there are two podcasts that Giants fans should go back and listen to. I forget the name of it, but it was more of a business podcast that he did out in Arizona before the 2023 season. And then he just did Scoop City with Diana Russini before the 2024 season, explaining how everything played out from his end and why he went to Philly. And power to him. The Giants made a mistake. They fumbled. Saquon Barkley, thanks for the call, Mario. They fumbled Saquon Barkley because they never loved him and they devalued him and they wanted to say he was just a running back. No, he's one of those rare running backs in the NFL that can actually like dominate and take over a game, some games. Not all the games. He's going to be hurt at some point. He's going to be ineffective at some point, but he's your guy. He's the guy you drafted that your fans love, and now he's going to come here and embarrass y'all, and it's just not going to be sweet, bro. Dwight's in Asbury Park. Dwight, you're on the fence.
Oh, yeah. You talk about Daniel Jones. I remember when Drake May came out. I was asking somebody on the fan if they would have taken him over to replace Daniel Jones. What do you think about that?
Of course. Of course. Just because he's on the bench right now, of course. Drake May was a better prospect. Drake May, I mean, at least there's some other quarterbacks and other players that came out of UNC. TJ Yates, Mitchell Trubisky, they're not great players, but like, you know, UNC, Hakeem Nicks, they've produced some better players. Gio Bernard, at least I can think of some players that have come out of UNC. Ryan Switzer, Drake May over Daniel Jones, of course. Thanks for the call, Dwight. Last call, we're going back out to Vegas. Sal, you're on the fan in New York. Take it away.
Hi, glad to squeeze me in. So the Jets didn't have to win the game tonight to, like, restore some confidence. You got to remember we're playing a top three team in the NFL with plenty of continuity and way better coaching and way more competency. But the defense is the one little thing that Robert Saleh gets a vote of confidence in.
Yep.
And to train all training camp and put out that effort when you're missing their best playmaker, even though they have many other playmakers, they scored on 8 of 9 possessions. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Rami just said it was in a row. They got points on every drive. They didn't, like, even when I tried to give them some credit for stopping them and holding them to field goals, but it's like, when you look at the box score, it's completely lopsided. Thanks for the call, Sal. Yeah, Rob Saleh made sure to run the steps, though. He ran, you know, all the steps in Levi Stadium. This guy hangs his hat on being a defensive coordinator and being a defensive-minded head coach. What do Jets fans say now when the defense goes out there and gets absolutely dominated? I'll say that, you know, they're not in the same class as the Niners, and Kyle Shanahan definitely knows he's not losing a single game ever to Rob Saleh head-to-head. Because he knows Rob Saleh's defense better than him. Kyle Shanahan's offensive grasp versus Kyle Shanahan's grasp of the offense versus Rob Saleh's grasp of the defense, it's not close. They were not ready. They were not prepared. And then there's just a physical matchup. Like, you could not match up with those offensive linemen. You had nothing for them. And it didn't matter whether it was Christian McCaffrey, whether it was Jordan Mason, whether it was Deebo Samuel. They were able to run the ball. And if you can establish the run, you can do whatever you want to do. Brock Purdy didn't have to do too much. The end. And Aaron Rodgers didn't get a chance to do too much. He was sitting there watching as they just tick-tick, 8 o'clock, got first downs, ran whatever plays they wanted to. Let's get Juszczyk involved in the offense just because you didn't respect him. Like,
still hasn't started and completed a game as a Jet.
Wow, Aaron Rodgers, yeah. So, I mean, it'll be better. That's a tough first opponent, but that's a gut check, and now you go back to the drawing board. Coming up next, C-Mac will tell you what he saw from the game and maybe weigh in. He'll have a little more time than I did to maybe talk some Yanks and Mets as well. But I'll be back tomorrow after the Yankee game. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN New York.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.